Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take you to the book of Proverbs, and I know you probably know this, but the book of Proverbs is a series of letters that have been written from a dad to a son. Now, the way that we would find context in these letters are that we would see these as a note from our Heavenly Father to us, His children. So let me say that again in case you missed it. These are letters written from a father to a child, but the way we place context in it is that this would be a letter from God, as these are His words that were inspired into the penmanship of Solomon. And this is what we know, that God chose the wisest man to pen these. And so really, these are letters from God, our Heavenly Father, to us. In Proverbs chapter 8, beginning of verse 1, the text says, "Listen as wisdom calls out, hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud, 'I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, use good judgment. You foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in it.'" Now, who is this voice that is crying out? Who is the voice that, as the text said, stands at the crossroads, by the gates at the entrance of town, or the road leading into it? Who is it that she cries aloud? Well, think of it this way. If understanding was the name of God's servant, then what we would know is that God would say to all of us, while He reminds us through His servant, at the crossroads, the entrance of the town, or the road leading in, "I call to you, to all of you." And He would have His servant raise their voice to all of us. "Hey, you simple people, use good judgment. Hey, you foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception." So if we know that the scripture has said the advice of understanding is wholesome, if we know that there's nothing devious or crooked in it, isn't that the person we want to be? Isn't that the person we want our spouse to be? Isn't that the way we want our children to be? Isn't that how we want our pastor to be? Isn't that the way we want our fellow church members and neighbors to be? And I think the answer from all of us is yes. But if you look at this world and you see how incredibly insane this world has gotten, where it's almost like if you're for one thing, you have to be for everything. Or if you're for this thing, you have to be for everything that's not that thing. And I guess I suppose, and I struggle with this greatly, and I bet you guys don't have to, but wouldn't it be great, if we could have a voice of reason in America today? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have a voice of reason that didn't feel the necessity to attack everybody or everything, or to be able to point and blame at every person or every thought? And we could find a voice of reason. The scriptures say, remember, hear as understanding raises her voice. And when it talks about the hilltop along the road, it's really saying that at the time in which you're trying to catch your breath on the journey, hear understanding. Standing at the crossroads in that time, in that context, this would have been where everything would be bartered or sold, or on the road leading into town. And she would say, all of you listen, please listen. Everything that understanding says is right. Everything that understanding speaks is the truth. And everything that understanding speaks is the opposite of deception. For understanding is wholesome, and there's nothing devious or crooked in it. My friend, today, seek understanding from God your Creator, and I will promise you He will pour it out in bucket loads. Try your best to look through all of life and know that the Lord Himself will give you understanding on how to feel, how to act, how to react and how to speak into anything. But whatever we do, let's seek understanding so that when we speak, we're a voice of reason. God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.